Dreamscape presents Dear Stranger by Winter Renshaw, narrated by Fiona Arrington and Nick Mondelli.
One. I've spent almost two-thirds of my life in hell. Kind of. My mother used to tell me goals were a necessary ingredient of life, but equally important was celebrating and enjoying the little achievements along the way. She said failing to recognize those wins would be doing myself a disservice, that it'd be the equivalent of glazing over the journey and living solely in pursuit of the destination, thereby missing all of the good stuff. In my youthful naivete, I staunchly disagreed with her. When ambition is your middle name, the destination is the only thing that matters. Screw the journey. It's a means to an end. I brushed her advice aside back then, razzing her about her obsession with self-help books and motivational posters. Now that I'm a little older, I've learned the hard way that she was right. But breaking up with my ambition would be akin to severing a limb. It's a necessary and vital part of me and has been for as long as I can remember, beginning with one particular Christmas morning. I sprinted downstairs expecting to burst at the sight of colorfully wrapped gifts under our sparse little Charlie Brown tree. Only there was nothing. I quickly learned my mother's boyfriend at the time had lost his job the day before, and my mother had to return all the gifts so we could pay our rent. Later that day, over a meager dinner of toast and eggs, I heard the two of them discussing how to fight his wrongful termination. Except, they couldn't afford a lawyer. I made up my mind then and there that I was going to be a lawyer someday, and not just any lawyer, one with power and influence and a big, fat bank account. I'd see to it that my family would never have to worry about money again. We would be happy. At 28, I'm so close to achieving that goal, I can almost taste it. And while I'm proud of myself, I have to admit it doesn't feel the way I thought it would. Every A, every debate team win, every trophy, and every hood, stole, and cord I've worn as I've walked graduation stages have all felt like ticking a box before moving on to the next thing. Now that I'm on the verge of a life-changing promotion, the prospect of not having any more boxes left to tick has been weighing on my mind lately, along with a single glaring question. What comes next? I'm standing at the front door of my apartment, where my dry cleaning has been delivered and is waiting on the hook on my door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?